On June 22nd, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force, with support from the Fortuna Police Department, executed a significant drug bust resulting in the arrest of Rene Hernandez Pulido, a 28-year-old resident of Eureka. In a press release, agents stated that this operation was part of an ongoing effort to curb narcotics trafficking in the region. The investigation began when HCDTF agents tracked Hernandez Pulido's journey from Humboldt County to Los Angeles. Upon his return, agents initiated a traffic stop on their vehicle. Fortuna Police Officer Stevens, accompanied by his canine partner, conducted an open-air sniff around the vehicle. Canine Kane alerted the officers to the presence of drugs. A subsequent search revealed a substantial stash of narcotics, 2.2 pounds of cocaine and fentanyl mixed. The seized drugs are estimated to have a street value of approximately $25,000. Hernandez Pulido was taken into custody and transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where he faces multiple charges, including transportation of a controlled substance for sale. The Drug Task Force encourages anyone with information related to this case or other narcotic-related crimes to contact 707-267-9976. This recent arrest has raised concerns regarding fentanyl-laced drugs in the county. To gauge its prevalence and learn more about the tools available to avoid an overdose and keep the community safe, KMA News reached out to Hatcher.
Hi, my name is Ethan McCulloch. I'm the executive director of the Humboldt Area Center for Harm Reduction. Our organization is a local nonprofit situated in Arcata that provides services to people who use drugs. It would be hard to say for certain if fentanyl was widespread in every drug everywhere, but it is certainly something that's popping up in a lot of different substances. And I think one of the primary dangers of it is it showing up in substances that people aren't expecting it to. Fentanyl is a very strong opioid, but it is also an opioid that people have used in medical settings for decades, but also just recreationally and for personal use for a long time. It is an opioid like any other, just an especially potent one. So I think fear from it tends to come when people are coming across it unexpectedly. They think they're taking something else, and thus the small dosage of it that can cause an overdose is very easy to take by accident.
Hatcher distributes Narcan, an overdose reversal drug, and drug testing kits for free. They have a mobile outreach schedule that offers services in Arcata and Eureka on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and delivery services outside of these areas on Wednesdays.
In particular, there's basic drug testing kits that you can take, that you can get and use on your substances and find out what's in them. In particular, there's a lot of fentanyl test strips. Our organization provides those. And if you know that fentanyl is in your substance and you can know to use less, maybe not use at all, or at least use with a friend nearby who has some Narcan just in case something goes wrong.
Prior to working for Hatcher, McCulloch was with the Yurok Tribe Wellness Coalition, providing overdose prevention, education, and resources through community naloxone trainings, and uses his education as a scientifically informed practice of care and mutual aid for individuals who use drugs.
Fentanyl, there's a lot of myths around that come up with it. There's an idea that it's so potent that it's just even being in the same room as it puts you at risk for an overdose, or just touching it puts you at risk for an overdose. Those are all myths. Fentanyl is a substance that cannot be absorbed just by touching it in powder form, and it is a substance that it isn't some magical, special, evil poison that's floating out there. It's an opioid that many people have used for a long time. And so I think the danger of it comes from when it's there unexpectedly, when it's there in potencies and dosages that are unexpected, which does tend to happen in the local drug market and in any drug market. But I really see the danger of fentanyl coming from a lack of information and a lack of support around people who are potentially getting exposed to it.
Hatcher distributes Narcan, an overdose reversal drug, and drug testing kits for free. They have a mobile outreach schedule that offers services in Arcata and Eureka on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and delivery services outside of these areas on Wednesdays.
I personally am of the opinion that even if you are not someone who is actively using those substances in your life or feels that that's a big risk for you, that it's good to have Narcan and test strips and other harm reduction tools on you in case you come across someone who needs them or you have other people in your life who do. It's just a basic safety technique so that we can all keep each other safe.
You can learn more about Hatcher and the services they provide at their website. That's HACHR707.org.